This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Listen closely. That's not just paint rolling on a wall. It's artistry. A master painter carefully applying Benjamin Moore Regal Select Eggshell with deftly executed strokes. The roller, lightly cradled in his hands, applying just the right amount of paint. It's like hearing poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's the season finale of Love and Hip Hop New York, season 9, episode 14, Lockdown. The crew is burning their baggage. They're turning up in Costa Rica, and Safari seals the deal with Erica. Stay tuned. We're going to talk all about it right here.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
I love hearing Maria's voice on the little thing. It's like a little switch. She's like, now.
I feel like so retro when I hear this.
Like 70s, huh? Yeah. Like 80s. In a diner.
Yeah.
You gotta
do the little...
Welcome back, you guys. It's about that time. Love & Hip Hop New York has wrapped to season finale. It's over. Next episode will be the reunion, but
straight
mess, you guys. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. I got my girls with me. We're going to get into this episode, Lockdown.
Yes, hi, guys. It's Thelma and Baisway Daniel. So happy to be here.
Hola, it's Robin with the V here. Yeah.
Yes, what's up, everyone? I'm Kayla Renee.
Yes, full panel today. I'm so excited.
I'm so glad.
This episode was full of excitement. What do you think overall?
I just thought that it was really good to see things simmer down because the last episode, people's veins were popping out. I was just like, where's this going to go? So it did get a little hype a little more when they were having the conversation, but I was really happy to see apologies that were like long overdue and just some mature conversation. So overall, pretty good.
Full of emotions. Still a little angry in the beginning. I don't know if y'all even noticed that Joe Budden ripped the back of his shirt.
I did, because okay. I screenshot it, and it's part of the news segment. For those that are tuning in.
Calm down. Like,
spoiler alert.
I'm just saying, how you get that mad? Like, his feet digging in the sand, shirt ripped. Like,
he was Hulk.
Other than that, I feel like it was a good ending to the season, because we watched a lot of people evolve, a lot of love blossom, and I've noticed that New York has become, like, the grown and sexy franchise. I mean, it's not as ratchet as a lot of the other, you know, other cities.
Not like Miami.
But, you know,
not
like,
as ratchet.
You know, they evolved. It was grown. It was a good ending for me.
I'm kind of glad it's over, to be honest. But a part of me kind of feels like it was rushed. Everything, you know, is so drawn out. But a part of me kind of feels like it was rushed. It's just like, it felt like Kimbella's engagement happened so fast. And then it was like the wedding already was there. Then it was like you turn around and like Sin got engaged. Like it was just like boom, boom, boom.
And then you turn around again. And
exactly.
Safari,
so yeah, engaged. And then it was like Rich getting all mad. So it was like, whoa.
They had to
this
rush.
This happened real fast. I'm like, wrap it up then. Huh? Quavo voice. Like, wrap it up
they
then.
They had to rush, you know. For Jewels and Kimbella, though.
Yeah.
That's a low-key shade. They had a rush for the jail sentence. His 27 months.
You guys, I just want to get into, like, the whole, let's get right into that. The whole situation of having to rush to get married, or even the fact that he asked at at the sentencing.
The wrong time.
Yeah, like.
It was such an awkward
can
time.
Can we just talk about his outfit to the sentencing?
He looked like he was going to New Year's Eve.
You know what?
It was New Year's Eve.
Oh, you wasn't filling the trench?
That was the only
you
two
wasn't
he
filling
had.
The trench?
No. Yeah, he's
you know that
the
was the only thing he had if he had the whole bow tie.
Okay,
like
but if we're going to talk about his outfit, then we need to talk about his counterpart's outfit as well. Because while he looked very warm and they showed the top half of Kimbella, and I was like, oh, she got her fur. And then when I saw the bottom half, I was like, where are the rest of her clothes?
Can she be classy in court? Hello.
I mean, like back in the day, we'd be having our church outfits on and I'm your saying, best
serious
to
day.
Go to court.
Listen, serious you don't day. Know who you're going to face, okay? You're not coming in there playing these games. But
what kind of games are we playing with short skirts?
You can't just see my face.
To each his own. You know I'm just saying, if she wore pants, I think she would have got at least 3 months off the scene. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
she
could have helped her man out.
She should have got her together.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Because think about sitting with a skirt or a dress that short. Like, think about when you sit. It's already short when you're standing. When you sit, it just hikes up even more. You got all the upper thigh and the lower booty
cheeks.
She
was covered for her wedding.
They was probably looking like drag dealers.
She looks wonderful.
She looks beautiful.
Oh, my goodness, guys.
I'm sorry, what I mean?
Sorry, like, I was like, they was probably looking like a drug dealer couple in a courtroom. Because
well,
the outfit was short, so it's like.
There was some positive.
The judges probably looking, you know
There was
judging.
Some positive things that happened because of this sentencing, right? Like, they got engaged. They got married. He's sober now, so
it wasn't the worst news. It wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst,
right?
You know?
So we're looking at the bright side of things too. So
okay, well then, if we're talking about the bright side, can we just start at the beginning of this episode when they were burning stuff?
Yeah,
can we the whole like
some positivity
drawing?
Was it that positive?
I was very proud of Yandy. I was very proud of Yandy.
Yeah, I know, because the truth is, the thing that I've realized with them is just, like, everything is happening, not that you realize it, but, like, everything is happening, they haven't even seen the show yet. Mm-hmm. So it's no surprise to me that after watching it, you might have a different perspective, because you go off of what somebody told you. I didn't say this, or I said it this way. But I will say that Kimbella did admit, I am, like, happy with Yandy, you know how I feel about that situation, but I was happy to hear Kimbella say, like, okay, I was really upset at you, so that's where a lot of these things were coming from. And I thought she thought that was like a blanket apology, like, in case you hear anything, I was really upset. So,
I want to touch on that. So when you're upset with someone and they're your friend, or even if they're not your close friend, is it okay to be going around talking mess until hash it out? And you're like, oh, no, we cool now, so I ain't going to say nothing
That was like Jonathan's character.
Yeah, like before made amends, you were just talking about me to everybody in New York. So, like, how do you handle that?
And I mean, any and everybody. Like, and I think, like, when it comes to people who are that close, now you want to bring them. We had kids together. We grew up together. Well, if we did all that, you could have kept it about shut. You know what I mean? And it doesn't matter to me. I just feel like, even friends that you fall off with, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not hitting for your jugular. Because, like, it's just, you know, love is love. I still love you. We're still friends. Maybe I'm just not cool with you at this time, or whatever the situation may be. it's just like you can't go around walking like that and really putting somebody's name in the mud and like, oh, I was just upset. Like, yeah. No.
Well, that's the difference of being mature versus like being in junior high or just having a really high school mentality.
Kim and Yandy just have like a weird relationship altogether.
Like, but it was the first time. It was the first time we hear Yandy admit to being selfish. Like, you're right. I was not thinking about you. Like, you think about, Yandy's always the one with this persona, like, I've got way too much going on in my life. I don't have time for this. I got businesses. My man is locked up. I got kids, all this kind of stuff. You always hear that, like, I have no time for this. And for her to actually sit back and say, you know what? I was being selfish. I was wrong. And even if you don't want to take any blame, I will take all of that. And that was big for Yandy in my eyes, because she don't get down like that ever. It doesn't even matter.
I kind of wonder how long it's going to last, though.
Because I really don't know.
Because it's like, I love Yandy, but at the same time, I kind of feel like her character is always going to be that, like, you know, that stubborn, selfish kind of person. She's always been that, like, oh, I got the kids, you know, I can't be out here with the drama, my man, da, 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 you know what I mean? So it's like, that's really not going to change.
We have not seen her post anything about, you know, Kim Bella within the last few weeks.
But, like, Yandy's actually out here being a whole civil rights activist. Like, let's chill. Like, she actually has things to do.
Let's get a flashback. Oh, my God.
That video we posted. No, but let's be real. Like,
Again, even if we think about Kim Bella, like, Kim Bella said some weird, she posted something weird about her and Yandy, you know, 2 weeks ago as well. Yeah. So I think we really won't get the real answer until the reunion.
Mm. So speaking of some friends that are having issues, Joe and Safari. So at this fire, burning baggage. Fire. So basically, you know, Joe's upset because he feels like he didn't get the heads up about Erica. Safari's like, he's trying to keep everything private. Do you feel like you can keep, you know, certain aspects of your life private from friends? And should they take offense to that? Because, I mean, he didn't want to put it out there because it might not last, or it might be, you know, some drama that comes into his life.
To be honest, I was actually real. I agreed with Safari on this whole entire, show, because it was just like everybody was pressing him left and right. And it was just like, he really doesn't owe anybody anything. And the fact that Erica was never around anybody was just kind of like, why are we still talking about this?
Even like, if they ask directly, like, you don't feel like, if I ask you directly, did you see Safari?
The only thing about that is like, if we don't. Well, like, what was it? Like, they seen her at the pool or tanning or something like that?
She saw her on Instagram.
But, like, honestly, like, Exhibit A, you're kissing the baby together, like, at Hip Hop Squares. Next.
This is my feeling. I do agree with you, Kayla, when you're like, he doesn't owe anyone an explanation. Mm-hmm. At the same time, if you've been asked directly and you just straight out lie.
He didn't, though.
Like, you also, you believe him.
For a fact, I believe him.
My kind of thing, because we talked about this last week.
You believe that Joe didn't ask him ahead of time?
No, Eric, he probably did, but he had no intent. Safari wasn't even supposed to be on the trip.
Okay, but then we see later down the road that Rich had asked him if he was dating her, and he also said, no, I'm not messing with her. So there's a pattern. But what I was trying to say is, all the times he was in his little confessional, and he was like, I want to keep the dearest things close to me and secret, or I don't have to tell them, then just say that.
I've been thinking that too.
You don't have to just be like, Well,
I feel
just
like
keep it real and just be like, you know what? And if you think about it, they say they're friends, but if you think about the proposal that he did to Erica Mena and all that, none of them was in that video. Like, his
people from
his childhood are in that video. Those are the people that probably knew. Those are his close friends. Like, we just work together. We're not really friends like that. So I don't have to tell you anything, but just say that. Mm-hmm. Instead of like,
maybe
shutting
more real
down
in the confessionals than they do.
I think they hang out and stuff, but at the end of the day, like, they don't like Erica, so why would he invite them?
And the judgment, who wants that?
But outside of that, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like if they asked him straight up, he's going to say straight up. You don't know the stage that your relationship was in at that time. These things are pre-taped. Like, at the end of the day, these are cast members, which is why we're kind of making, some people are making fun of, like, Kim Bella. Like, okay, like, are these your real friends, your bridesmaids? Because, like, we all look at it like, these are not your real friends.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. I don't owe you guys anything. Of course, if somebody asked you anything directly, tell the truth.
That's all I'm saying.
We don't know the timeline.
You have some real friends in your wedding, though. Like,
I don't know. It's not real friends if you just met, like, a couple weeks ago, at the beginning of the season, and if you're done being friends by the end of the season.
I don't want no randoms in my wedding, period.
What was Juju's issue with Erica?
I gotta keep looking at those pictures.
What was Juju's issue with Erica? Because on the beach, like, Juju was, like, the main one who got at Safari, too. Like, you know we don't like Erica, so why would you bring her here? And it was just like, I was like, when did Juju and Erica get into an issue that... I'm like, the only people that had an issue would be Sin and Joe, right? Who else is she beefing with?
She might be friends with somebody that's not cool with...
Oh, you know Juju be riding for... She be riding for her friends.
You know Erica and Kimbella hate each other.
Oh, I remember. Okay, yeah, back in the day. They still ain't got over that.
No, they ain't never get over
that. I forgot about that. But yeah. Going back
side,
to...
Yeah,
that
yeah,
I remember that.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Wasn't that over like that?
Yeah. It was over Fab, but also, like, she talked about... Somebody talked about somebody's child again. It was a child, like...
Don't do that.
Kim said something, you know, let me not even act like I remember the whole thing, but I just know somebody's child was brought up.
I think she did call Erica a bad mom or something like that.
Yeah, something along those lines. It's like, girl... Don't throw stones and hide your hands.
Going back to burning stuff and everybody getting things off their chest, and I was happy with how Joe took some responsibility with Sin, but I still wanted him to kind of address, like, I didn't have to really pop off at Safari. Like, it was just weird. Like, I'm glad, because you and Sin, that's home. That's what matters. Mm-hmm. But you ripped your shirt, you know, you had your feet digging in the sand. You said you wanted to put his face in the sand. Like, it was a bit much. Like, you're operating from a space of fear or anger, too, or something like that. Like, let's address all of that.
I was at Safari, it was like Arrested Development or something like that. I was like, well, the big words.
I just feel like, honest about your age. At that age, you need to have a handle on your anger. You're not in elementary school. Like, you are taught tools. Use your tools. Breathe. Have a conversation.
Especially if you're
like that. That was really crazy to me.
Safari was calm, so it's just like that's the reason it blew over. Like, but it's like, I mean, it doesn't matter if he apologized because it was like it wasn't like a heated exchange like Yandy and Kimbella. Like the whole, every time they saw each other, it's like blow up. You know, it was just like Safari was just kind of sitting there like.
But we also see Safari like. He retreats very often. And I feel like if Joe would have hit him with maybe a different tone, like if I've talked to any one of you guys about something big and then, you know, it comes back around and I'm like, hey, I felt some type of way about this. And if there's some sincerity there, instead of like, you're going to automatically just either get defensive or you're going to retreat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if I'm like, that really, like, I just feel some type of way about that, and I wish you would have been able to communicate with me. Or, you know, like, it's communication, y'all. We grown.
Everybody's not meant to be friends. They're just thrown into this, basically. And, you know, like Safari said towards the end of the episode, he's in love. It doesn't matter if he loses friends. So. Yeah.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And people know exactly. And people know who to try. Mm-hmm. People know who to get buck. Who get all like rah with.
Safari might kick his butt.
Safari's such a chill person though. Yeah, like, why Safari ever turns up on somebody?
Joe, are you kidding me? Please.
I think Safari would punch him in the face.
Just because somebody's calm Jamaican. And like, yeah.
Joe needs to kind of take a step down though, because it's like you're surrounded by a bunch of like late 20-year-olds. You know what I mean? Like, we're all like 26, 27, 28, 29. You know what I mean? You're like literally like 40. So it's like, you know what I mean? We're kind of like 10, 11, 12 years younger than you. So it's like, you know, different people's behavior. We got to go through stuff.
She said, simmer down, Papa Joe.
Someone in Latin?
Abuelo.
Abuela.
Well, before we go on to the next topic, I just want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. You can subscribe to our other channels. We talk about everything from sci-fi to wrestling to sports. So make sure you like, subscribe, and comment, and make sure you give us a 5-star rating on iTunes.
Yes.
And we all love being hosts on AfterBuzz TV, so we just appreciate the support. Thank you so much.
We're on Spotify, too. So.
Oh, yes.
Check us out.
We lit. So another person who wants to confront Safari is Rich. And
he's so pressed.
It's been 5 years since he's dated Erica, but she's in everybody's mouth. Like, she's been on everybody's mouth.
No, when you're hot.
No, I'm saying she's been on everybody's mouth.
Wow. Like, that's a little risque.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying to clarify.
She's dated Sin, Rich,
She get around.
And, no, can we not with this rhetoric? Okay. No, I'm so sorry. First, I had to let the pantsuit thing slide, but no, we're not about to, like, slut shame Erica Mena.
It's no, it's not. That could be, don't take it out of context. It's that could not, be yeah,
means. Especially because Rich has...
Rich has definitely been around the block.
Thank you. There's an there's a corner. Squad of men called the Creep Squad. Yeah, like, let's not even go there, honestly. Like, please, no. I object.
Her and Safari about to make a bag because it's like they're literally like the female and male version of like being on different franchises. So it's like they about to make a bag together. Watch.
They
like,
do love to travel. And they met on a show.
And they're full of drama and mess. So yeah, it works out for everybody. So the same thing, do you feel like Rich has any say-so to Safari? Like,
no.
Because he's an actual ex. He's an actual ex.
That's so pressed, though, because it's like, I wish my ex from 10 years ago would come up to my new man and be like, we dated 5 years ago? Like, we dated 5 years ago. I asked you. Like, it don't even matter at this point.
We're
hanging
out. It's so dead at home. Hanging out with someone, and then they turn up engaged to your ex.
The degrees of separation are just so
I don't really catch Rich and Safari kicking it like that, though.
No, they've been talking about it, that they've been hanging out.
I don't know. If the truth is, listen, look at me. For me, it's an if-dance statement. If their relationships are what they say they are in terms of these friendships, then Safari should have been more forthcoming.
That's true.
That's
he would have just definitely don't care about their friendship. Like, right. Yeah, if I didn't tell you, that literally shows.
Well, Mano said he knew that Safari wasn't his friend. He don't understand why everybody's so pressed. And he invited Safari to the studio, but Safari didn't show up. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
And isn't Mano the one that he told that he wanted to get Erica Mena pregnant, like, after a basketball game? Yeah. It's like, of all people, Mano's the person that
Mano's so messy. Like, he's so low-key messy.
I think the producer set that up.
His messiness is real smooth, too. It is. Yeah. He just throws it out. Like, yeah. I saw you, old girl. Matching first.
Yeah,
We synced you. Didn't you tell me you want to have a baby? Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely see both sides. So, if they're friends, then yes, definitely.
I don't know. That's ridiculous. Safari, live your life.
But we did talk about how, Erica, last week, you came up with a really good hypothesis that I just really get behind, which is just, like, Erica seems to be somebody who is very strong-minded, mm-hmm. and if she has made a decision and they've come to a decision as a couple as to what they're doing, you never know. Like, if they're in that kind of relationship, you never know if he's going back and telling her, oh, this person asked me this. Like, they don't owe them anything. Don't tell them
that's exactly what I was saying.
You know she's probably saying that.
That could be the case. And he's like, listen, my lady over everybody, so feel how you want. It is what it is. I've drawn the line in my skin.
I'm Team Safari.
Team Safari on this. We're all Team Safari?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, wait. Is it Team Safari versus everyone or just Team Safari versus
everyone?
You know it's Safari versus everyone.
Because, I mean, I still ride with like, Joe and Sin, you know,
I love Joe and Sin as a unit.
I love them too.
But, like...
No, we're just saying in this instance.
Yeah. I just feel like he gets bullied a lot.
But also, you know, they could be, like, keeping things from us because there's a spinoff coming.
Oh, there's a baby.
Oh, yeah.
I told you it's a bag. Like, Mona is behind this whole thing. Like, the both of them are, like, the same type of character. Like, you know what I mean? They're same personality. So it's like, they go hand in hand. They're like,
how long do you think this every franchise?
I think it's going to last.
They're going to last for a while.
I think it's going to last for a while.
Oh, Erica's going to get her babies out of this relationship.
They said she's a Scorpio.
She usually stays in long relationships, though. Like, most of her relationships, at least, I don't know about this last one, but I'm like, her and Bow Wow was together for a little minute.
Finn was not a long one. Rich was not long.
I will never
forget. Her and Bow Wow on and off for like some years. I feel like her and Bow Wow were together for like a couple years.
I don't know. I just feel like at the end of the day, Erica Mena is a lover.
She is.
She loves being in relationships. She's Safari's a lover.
And Safari's a Cancer. That's a perfect match. So we'll see if it lasts.
A Cancer, yikes.
That wedding is
for sure. I'm like, he's so emotional.
That wedding is for sure going to be on someone's network if it's not VH1. Someone's going to grab it.
It's definitely
going to
be VH1.
Listen.
Well, let's get into some tweets. We got some really juicy tweets from people that have been watching the show. And this one is really funny. How come Mandy ain't went to see Mendeecees all season?
He looking out the window
with the hands.
She got too much going on. She got businesses and kids, and she fostering.
She was outside being an activist.
She fostering kids and activists. And,
I really can't with you girls.
All right, next tweet. Wait a minute. Jules' name is LeRon James.
I see that Soulja Boy one. I was like, that was like LeRon. I got got a cousin named LeBron, though, so it was like...
But LeBron James sounds so close to LeBron James.
Yeah, like, it really
LeBron
is.
LeBron James. That's funny.
So does this mean Erica and Safari will be on Love & Hip
Hop? Told you,
ATL,
yeah,
girl, we
you
already know. He got
moves.
A house. He's ready to move in.
Spoiler.
ATL,
you know
shawty.
Making
a move. ATL, shawty. I ain't mad at you. It's sad when the men are messier than the women on
no,
Love
it's not.
Hip Hop.
No, it's not. Because men in 2019, men are messier than the women. I'm
I
sorry.
I think they've been messier than
like
women.
That.
It's just coming to light more.
Yeah. But I've, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Look, you guys. So I seen this. So it was like some guy said... So my theory is that Erica Mena and Safari was in the jacuzzi while Sin was twerking, and that's why oh. Joe was so pissed at Sin and Safari.
Ooh.
I was like, that's, said. I know.
That is
I was
a
like,
good
that's
one.
A good
I can
one.
Get behind that.
That's a good one. Because he was hot.
Really
he was
been
hot.
Thinking, okay.
That's a good one.
That, so the next that would be a reason.
That, okay, that would be
that had me
a
thinking.
Reason to rip your shirt.
Like, yeah,
that
you know what? Yeah. To hook up like
to
that.
To hook up like mm-hmm. that. Because sometimes
she
like,
was
I was
just
so
having fun.
But I don't think Sin will be twerking with Erica. That's the only thing.
Yeah, never know.
You never know, but yeah. So
yeah,
they try to clown Safari every chance they get, but that man doesn't owe you anything. He didn't tell you when she came, but all that hostility is not called for. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Going back to him, you
agreed,
know.
Demetrius.
But yeah, I think that was it. Let's go into...
All right, what well, I we can play time. A little bit of Guess That Bar. You guys
again,
already
like,
know.
I just
Guess That Bar
last week. Well,
yes,
so
you
proud
did.
Of
amazing. Guess That Bar is where I read the lyrics in monotone, and the ladies have to guess the song and the artist.
I love how she says in monotone.
Wait,
like she can do anything
artist?
In monotone.
I thought it was just the name of the song.
Try my best.
That's a gift. That's a gift. Okay, but there's nothing you do in monotone, my
I'm
friend.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, Miss Conversation Piece. I thought it was just the name of the song, so now it's the name and the artist?
Yeah, both.
Oh.
It was always yeah. both.
Oh.
You know, all you gotta do is keep singing the song from where she left off, and she gonna
like,
give it to us.
Oh, it's that one song. And it's like, now you gotta get the name and the...
All you gotta do is
number
sing the
one.
Next line. Don't cheat either, because you're sitting gotta go.
Don't be over there. Got don't the extra eyes.
Pulled up in the Phantom, pulled off with a dancer. Got a pocket
pulled
full of money.
Pulled up with a Phantom. Hands up with a dancer. I know what song this is.
Kinda hard to keep my pants up.
Oh.
Trying to run them bands up.
That's
the girl with my hands
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's Migos
like,
for sure.
Migos?
But it's like, it's Quavo. And
duffel bags in the Escalade.
Okay,
call
I'm
the B
this.
In the bread truck.
I'm not doing
got
this.
Got the B in the retarded. Call the
Get
Uber
the
Force spare truck.
Get to the chorus part.
Okay, you guys ain't wrong. I'm just gonna.
No, we just blew it. Huh?
I just
yeah,
sang it, so I just hope you guys know I get like a half point or something.
No,
you
that wasn't even the right
quarter.
Cadence. It
wasn't
right.
Yeah, yeah, that's the right cadence. Let's hear it.
It wasn't right, honey. Are we playing it? Go. Are we playing it, Jonathan?
Play it, Jonathan.
This looks like some 2 Chainz.
Oh, hey. Exactly. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Watch
out, little
ball. Watch out,
little bit. You know what?
First of all, pulled up in the Phantom.
This just goes
yeah.
to show that, like, that's not even, like an original
that
thing. Because everybody pulls up in a Phantom.
Two
every rap song, they're pulling up in a Phantom.
You sound classic.
Pulling up in a
Demon
on
Okay, well,
yes,
let's see if you
boy,
get
yes.
number two.
Okay.
Let's see if you get number two, right?
Let's try it again.
So she really went
Back
wrong.
To Rick, all respect to those who break their neck to keep their H's in check. Cause oh, they sweat up, brother. Majorly,
y'all,
this is
I'm
so inappropriate. I did not
like, I'm
the
feeling
song.
Miserably.
I don't know why
majorly.
Your girl keeps paging me.
Oh wait, hold on. I don't know why your girl keeps paging me.
She tells
me
that she needs me.
Okay, wait, we know what song it is.
Tupac.
No,
I get around.
Yeah.
Yay!
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 Yay! Okay. I was just watching Poetic
don't
Justice.
Don't call it a comeback.
Go, Kayla.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
I get around.
Oh, shout out to Nagat. I'm hoping I'm saying this right in the chat. They definitely guessed 2 Chainz for the
oh,
last song.
Did?
Yes.
Shout out to
shout
you.
Out to
shout
you.
Out
for playing along.
Nagat or Najad. Let me know if I'm pronouncing it.
Hey, you know they will.
I know.
Okay. Last one. Okay. I go on and on. They can't understand.
I go on
alone.
And on. Can't understand. I left alone.
Two
yes.
Hey,
hey,
okay, guys, thank you so much for playing Guess That Bar. Hey. This was a fun one. We got some answers correct this time.
I got one at least.
I
started,
you know, take it easy on you guys.
I appreciate
I know,
it,
y'all.
Child, I'll be feeling old.
You got
I'm
back
like,
to beginner.
Well,
beginner
everybody
mode.
Know, Too Short, this was a throwback.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
Okay, so let's get into our breaking news and gossip.
After Buzz TV.
Ooh, it's a little, it's not really tea, it's just, you know, a little screenshot. It's
lemonade?
Basically a little refresher.
A little sip of water with a lemon.
With a squeeze.
A little refresher.
Water with lemon. So basically, you know, we saw Joe rip his shirt. So in case the viewers didn't catch it.
It was very easy to miss. Very easy to miss.
I'm not even going to lie.
You guys know, is when he went in for a hug for Sin. That's when I noticed it. I don't know if you noticed it before or after, but I was like, what in the world?
That's exactly what shot I got. So basically, if you're listening to us on iTunes, you know, Joe was enraged. He was bursting a blood vessel, and then he raised over to hug Sin, and his shirt was ripped down the back. So,
that had to have only happened when he was going off on safari.
You think so?
I can't see it happening any other time. He was so tense in those moments. I'm telling you, his feet was dug in the sand.
They were messed up.
It was clenching, girl, yeah. Hanging on.
But like, I just really hope that he took a second to be like, why can I go from 0 to 100 so quickly?
Well, apparently he mentioned something about it on his podcast that one of our After Buzzers was talking about. So I think he addresses it.
He also said it at the Burning Baggage. He said he has a problem with anger, so he acknowledges it.
And he said he moves from a space of fear. And that's big for a man to actually admit that, honestly.
Absolutely. Well, Riven, you got some news and gossip for us.
Oh, yes. Erica Mena had a lot to get off her chest regarding Rich speaking on her behalf to her newly fiancé. She was like, I don't even know why you're thinking about me. That was 5 years ago.
Yeah,
and she definitely called him abuelo, which means grandpapa in Spanish. So she basically was like, mind your business. Mind the business that pays you.
And I second that, Erica.
Yeah.
I do too.
What's it doing with the filter? I don't like when men use filters.
Well, you know, it's always the woman that puts it on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney's. Okay, so we talked about it, I want to say maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. The song that Mariah Lynn helped Sydney star with, which we called a little bop, it's called Boss Chicks, featuring Mariah Lynn, of course, naturally. So it's out. You guys can definitely check it out on all the media sites, the blogs. You can probably Google it. I was having a hard time finding it a few weeks ago, but
Sydney looked really pretty right there. It threw me for a loop. I was like, wow.
And she's got to really get this money, y'all.
She's like Cardi B.
I was looking at that, too. I was like, I got to know.
It's such a real one. And as Love & Hip Hop fans, we just haven't held her down. This girl is actually really talented.
Oh.
She should have been popped off.
I'm so serious.
This is not a game. I'm serious. I'm and the fact that Mariah is just a real one, like, some people, no. Some people try to help you, and they're not really helping you. They just want to help you.
Example,
we're not going down. I don't know what the song is.
I mean,
the point is, Mariah Lynn puts her money where her mouth is in any situation. Of course, I like that song.
That's why she didn't make it.
It was catchy.
Shout out to Mariah Lynn, though.
It shouldn't have been her first song. Whatever her A&R team needs to be fired.
That's such a double standard.
All right, well, moving next on the docket. So, Joel Santana has officially started his 27-month sentence. Even with the whole rush, you know, will you be my wife? And then they got married and, you know, everything. 27 months, a little more than 2 years. That goes by really fast. Like, maybe I'm being insensitive, but
he might get
I would have been happy.
Him.
I would have been really happy with that decision coming out the courthouse. I'm like, all right, I'll see you in no time.
That's 2 years, 3 months.
I mean, it's going to go fast. I mean, I moved to San Diego for 2 years, and I was back in a jiffy, but I understand it's two different things.
It might be, you know, good behavior situation.
Yeah, you never know.
How often do you think they can get it in, like,
Well, that's another reason why they really had to get married, if you think about it.
Conjugal
visits? Can't get it in unless you're married.
How often do they allow it? Like, once a week?
I feel like it might be
once a day.
Maybe once a month.
Didn't Papoose say he had to wait, like, 6 weeks, like, in between, like, breaks to see Remy? Like, you had to wait, like, a certain amount of weeks. But
that's messed up.
It depends. But remember, like, Remy, like, beat the brakes off somebody. So it's like, or she shot
somebody, didn't she? Beat the brakes. She literally shot her friend.
So she, like, shot
her
somebody.
What about your friend?
You know what?
These friends are
coming back to castmates versus real friends.
I know, but this was not a castmate. This was like her homegirl in the club.
I mean, even
with
in real life, you could still have castmates.
I guess.
I think that was way before Remy
but that was
even
her real
TV,
friend.
Though.
Girl. She thought she stole some money from her. Okay, anyway.
That's intense.
She crazy.
Yeah, don't mess with Remy and her money or her family.
Or this
speaking of Remy, I actually have a picture, too, other than this video, Jonathan, if you find it. They finally revealed the golden child, little Remy, reminiscent. I mean, yeah.
Reminiscent.
Reminisce Mackenzie Mackey. That's her name.
That's cute.
So basically, Remy has a little junior.
Oh, I want a junior. Her name, Reminiscent?
Reminiscent.
I don't know why y'all throwing this tea. Reminiscent.
Because Reminiscent sound like real special. Like, reminisce.
It makes me think of what is that? Maleficent.
Reminisce. Yeah, I think Remy's name is Reminisce.
Reminisce, yeah. That's how she got Remy. She was like, I need another little Remy.
Yeah, yeah.
So is this the shirt?
Yeah, that was the shirt thing.
Go back, Jonathan. I want to see the ripped shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's the shirt.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
I think that, like, I thought that was her arm. Uh-uh. So it's like, you know, like the other arm reaching across. So, yeah, I was not
paying attention. Maybe the shirt was just too small.
They be getting them schmediums and then don't realize once they just do this, it just pops in the back. I think they definitely told them because another little moment that I don't know if you guys caught when Yandy was talking, she had like some lipstick on her teeth.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And then they cut to another part and it was cleared off. So I'm definitely positive that there was a moment when he was like, man, I done ripped my damn shirt.
They forgot. Like, this cool, just took the shirt like, off.
I mean, his outfit.
He probably got a dad bod.
His outfit. He didn't want to show the man boobs.
But
we also have like our little friends who like made up, but we'll see what happens next week. It's more like predictions, yeah, when we get into that. I definitely want to talk about this little threesome right that we have right there.
Let's get into it right now.
I'm looking like, where are we?
Next time on the hat.
Tell
me about to tell us.
What do you think is going to happen, girl, in your crystal ball?
So look at this. Oh, girl, no. Okay. Look at this little threesome right here. Right? So you see
they're
them
really
smiling.
Pretty.
All big booties.
Okay.
I know.
They look thick.
So now what was the intention of the bridesmaids?
What do you
right?
mean?
Like, in terms of just, like, people picking people that you know. We don't even see. We see one other person that I can't recognize. Because, yeah, like, if you see another, there's another picture where there's, like, a maid of honor. There we go. Like, the one person. Like, maybe that's her real friend. like, outside of that.
Like, her sister. Sister right?
Yeah,
sister.
Like, these pictures look real nice and sweet. But we'll see what happens at the reunion.
Well, why do I feel like somebody, Sin the last one? I was like, why did it look like it was a Diddy crop next to Sin? Like,
but
who was that?
Heard Kimbella. Oh, there was an extra bonus clip where she asked Yandy to be her bridesmaid. Mm-hmm. And in that clip, she explains to Yandy, like, all you have to do is show up. Like, you know, most weddings, you have bridesmaids. That's your crew. Like, they help you get stuff ready. They help you with everything. She didn't have her bridesmaids do anything. So I feel like in that sense, maybe it was easier to just pick some people to be your bridesmaids versus, like, your down crew that's going to hold you down and
throw
help you get things.
I don't think she had no down crew.
Yeah, like, I don't
think
that's
what I'm saying.
It was
because
that type
be
of
so
party.
Upset about, like, missing Yandy. Like, it feels like she's been going through a lot of things alone. It's her and her sister. And that's why when she met Sin, because I think she just, I mean, I don't want to, like.
She just met Sin.
It seems to me as though she just met Sin. Like, she's a cool girl.
Yeah, really, but each other when Jonathan, that was her first time meeting Sin.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So it's just, it was just a little funny.
But that's what I'm saying. It wasn't your typical, like, bride squad.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the intent?
But you never know. Judging by these Louis Vuittons, the other girl probably planned everything and probably did everything to the point that it was like, all you got to do is just tell your homegirls to show up.
Right.
Like, you know what
plus
I mean? She probably
done in
it all,
such
like,
a short time, such short notice. So
but regardless, like, whether you ask Yandy or your real friend, you should still be able to fall in line. So why not ask your real friend? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fall in line if you gonna do this. You know?
You should get information.
Formation, ladies. At my wedding, that's how it's going
I'm
down.
I'm serious. Yeah, anybody I've been advising me for, like, that's my friend. I'm not doing all that back and forth, going to New Orleans for your No, I'm not doing all that. I'm not.
I will be at somebody's wedding just for the food and the dress, though.
Well, you better hope they pick a cute dress, hunty, because... You don't really have a say in that when you're a bridesmaid.
Oh, and I don't want to be a bridesmaid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you pay for your dress as a bridesmaid, too.
Sometimes, unless they ballin' and they sponsor the whole thing. That happens every blue moon.
Yeah, there's
I couldn't do it. Well, my girls understood.
Well, you don't know, girl. You don't know yet. Oh, well, you already got married.
We don't already been there.
She was like, my friends understood.
They understood.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in for another episode. We'll be back with the reunion. And if you would like to keep up with me, you can follow me on Instagram at MISS Conversation Piece or tweet me at MISS Convo Piece. And check me out on Real Housewives of Atlanta as well.
I'm Thelmy. You can check me out on Instagram at Thelmy with 3 Y's. And that's really it. See you guys soon.
Thanks for joining us, After Buzzers. I'm Robin with the V. You can find me at B Stays Busy. And shout out to Najad in the chat room.
Absolutely. You guys can follow me on Instagram at the only underscore KLRNA. See you next week.
See you next time. Yeah.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.